So the other person that I interviewed for this same series is Mike Pishvian from MD Anderson. And I was telling him that we had a bunch of general medical oncologists who met with us, and we were asking them, what are some of the things that you'd like to see us cover on our programs that we don't cover very much? And one of the things a number of them brought up, and I mentioned it to Mike, was, what do you say to the patient who says, should I consider using medical marijuana? And I'm curious how you respond, or whether or not that factors into your management.
So medical marijuana, so it's actually available in our country for patients with advanced cancer, so we can prescribe it for our patients. What I've seen mostly in my practice, and we've been using it for several years now, and I would say that the vast majority of our patients at least try it initially, I see that it seems to help with the appetite. It's definitely improves appetite in the majority of patients. And it's also helpful in lowering the anxiety that we see in a lot of our patients. So it kind of just, you know, relaxes them a bit more, and it can lower the anxiety as well in some of the patients. I don't see personally a big role for it in pain management. It doesn't seem to help so much with the pain though. So it's more just with the appetite mainly, which is a big thing for pancreatic cancer, because we really need to maintain weight, especially in a disease that's so prone to such devastating weight loss.
Yeah, you know, I was kind of surprised because Mike was, you know, he had come from Lombardy and in D.C. in the United States, actually marijuana is legal, not just medical. So it was a different environment when he went to Texas. But he spoke very positively about it, particularly as you're talking about in terms of some of the anorexia. But one of the things he mentioned I was curious about, because these docs are saying, well, what do we tell patients to do? Should they smoke it? Should they eat? Whatever. And he was saying that he thought that you got better results with edible types of products. Is that your experience? Or what specific delivery mechanism seems to work best with the patients?
So we can give it in smoking, or we can give it in oil. And actually, for a lot of the patients, the oil is a much easier way for them to administer it, because it's a very small concentrated, maybe a drop or two of oil. And there's no additional smell or anything to the oil. So if you're a, I don't know, a 78-year-old woman that you've never smoked before, it's much easier to take it in oil. And I haven't seen any difference in the efficacy in the oil versus the smoking.
But again, the oil is a vape product, correct? It's not smoked.
No, it's a concentrated oil that the patients get a small bottle and they take, you know, like one or two drops or however it's prescribed to them during the course of the day.
But I mean, this is oral?
Yes, it's oral oil.
Oral oil. Wow.
Oral oil.
Interesting.
Yeah.